This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
This week, the Trump administration announced it will be suspending the temporary protected status label for immigrants from El Salvador. Basically, no journalist in America had ever heard of this till this week, but all of a sudden, nothing this bad has ever happened. You've read that again and again. So here's what it's really about. The move affects about 200,000 Salvadorans who've been allowed to live and work here since 2001. That was the year an earthquake hit their country. The name of the program, Temporary Protected Status, alludes to what its purpose was supposed to be. It was supposed to provide short-term refuge from visitors from other countries that were in short-term disorder. That's not what happened. That's never what happens. In fact, it's simply become an illegal immigrant amnesty program, just like DACA, except it targets specific countries rather than people of a specific age. Under TPS, people are protected from deportation and given work permits, even if they came to the U.S. illegally. The excuse for this is, not surprisingly, paper thin. The El Salvador earthquake was bad, very bad, but the notion they can't return home 17 years later? Absurd. The same goes for the 57,000 Hondurans who are still here because of 1998's Hurricane Mitch, that was 20 years ago, or the 51,000 Haitians who were allowed to stay here because of the 2010 earthquake in that country. This isn't about providing short-term refuge. It's elites in Washington using a legal loophole to let hundreds of thousands of people come here permanently without going through any of the ordinary immigration channels. Now, you can tell that nobody ever expected for them to return home because the suggestion that they do return home is being treated as a massive crisis for some reason. On Monday, the New York Times commented on, quote, the sense of dread gripping employers in California, Texas, and Virginia. That's obviously why they feel dread. TPS effectively legalized hundreds of thousands of low-wage workers in those places, and employers would rather not have to pay high wages to actual Americans. Politicians, meanwhile, are upset at the prospect of losing hundreds and thousands of future safe votes. That's what it's all about. Anyone who tries to suggest otherwise is lying to you or themselves.
Well, what does temporary mean, Scott? You know, a temporary protected status. I mean, it's not an eternal status. It's a temporary. That's what the meaning is. It's a short-term deal. But this is a problem that we have in our in our bloated government.
Does the government know what temporary means?
No.
I don't think they do.
No.
I don't think they've ever known that. And I think.
Well, like Ronald Reagan said, anything, you know, that has to do with the government is the closest thing to eternal life, you know, this side of heaven, so to speak. Loose interpretation, but you get the point. You know, and the government is good at starting things, but they can't seem to manage or draw, you know, come to any conclusion. You know, we're 17, 18 years down the road, and you're going, wait a minute, we've got temporary protective status? I mean, the country's back together again. You know, the people should be back in their home country. They came here to, you know, have, you know, for them to have some sanctuary from all that they were dealing with. You know, I guess there's not supposed to be a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yeah, that's this is just weird. Mm-hmm. You would think I haven't heard about any troubles in El Salvador lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, exactly. It's not like they're on here out of political refuge that they're threatened and, you know, that kind of deal. But unfortunately, I mean, well, this is what America is all about. People want to come to America, and you know, as Bruce Thatcher and Ed Conard talked about, and of course. We've got a special segment with Ed Conard. He's going to go for an entire hour in the third hour today. And he's got a brilliant idea that will go a long way, I think, in advancing the benefits of an effective and strategic immigration program. I'll leave you with that little bit of tease, and you can look forward to what he has to say about that. But this is what this is all about. I mean, Donald Trump and the Republicans are saying, hey, look, can we be smarter? Let's ask the question. Can we be smarter and more effective with an immigration system that everybody already agrees is broken? And one of the reasons it has broken is because the laws along with it supported have been broken. So is it any wonder that we are reaping what we're sowing. Meanwhile, Canada says to the Salvadorans, hey, don't come up here, okay? That's their final word.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us on this very independent ride that allows us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome aboard. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, good, bad, indifferent. Even if you're upset, it's okay. I can handle it. I'm a big boy. In fact, I got one of those very upsetting emails, and it's kind of sad, you know, when somebody is so upset and they want to throw expletives. It's like I still want to have an opportunity to have a discussion to say, okay, you know, why would you say that? Why would you throw expletives at me? But it's not because it necessarily hurts my feelings. It's like I want to go deeper into this and say, what a waste of time. I mean, you've got your life, you've got your future, you've got all your talents and resources, and, you know, and I'm here to champion that cause on your behalf. So obviously there's some misunderstanding. And what a waste of time and energy that would, you know, that would render, you know, such kind of talk and, you know, irreverent conversation. I mean, this is the problem that we have in our country today. We've become so irreverent and disqualifying. You know, everything that happens today, it's about the disqualification. If you don't agree with me, then you're invalidated. I mean, look at these major issues that we're talking about in the country today, even on a political landscape, whether it has to do with DACA, immigration, our tax reform, you know, things that really demand health care. These issues demand bipartisanship. It demands Democrats, Republicans, independents, everybody coming together to solve the problem, not to be bifurcated and be fussing and fighting. What a waste of time, and certainly if you're an elected official, I say a waste of the people's money. And I know Liz Peek would probably agree with me if I can say that. Liz Peek joins us now, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm terrific. Happy New Year to you, and thanks for having me.
Always good to have you here, Liz. I was, as I was putting words into your mouth, in all fairness, I want to give you a chance to say, hey, I disagree with the Mexican here. I think he's off the rails. But I'm just saying it's a waste of the people's money when you've got elected officials fussing and fighting and not doing their job and just, you know, being more concerned about invalidating the other side as opposed to solving problems.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you. I think the country is really ready to move ahead, get away from this incessant partisan gridlock. And, you know, look, both sides have been confronted with, having control of the White House, but not having control of Congress. Republicans now have both. So There's really not much excuse for them not to follow through on some of the efforts they talked about during the campaign. We have, thankfully, seen tax reform go ahead, but you know, now let's stop arguing about immigration and kind of come together as the president has talked about and get a bill in place that solves the Dreamer problem, and solve some of the issues concerning border security. I just can't think it's that hard.
Exactly. Well, he demonstrated in grand order the other day with that reality one-hour segment, letting the cameras run right there with that bicameral, bipartisan meeting there at the White House. It was quite impressive, and this was after several days of you know, Michael Wolff's Duh Book, and that's D-U-H, by the way, the spelling of Duh Book, because, I mean, it just it has proven to be quite hollow. And, you know, I mean, how much more, it's like the discussion and talk of Michael Wolff's book, it's like people trying to hold on to it is like trying to hold on to yesterday's spoiled vegetables.
Look, you know, Michael Wolff is a gossip columnist, basically. And the book, in my view, reads exactly that way. Almost all of the salacious material really comes from Bannon. A lot of the stuff that everyone got so excited about were quotes from Bannon, or Bannon relating what he had heard other people say about other people. You know, it's like fourth-hand information filtered through this very angry, bitter guy. And, you know, look, I think this is one of these stories that was very hot. We're moving on. It's really much more important to the country, I think, what happens in North Korea between the North and the South. I think it's much more important to the country what happens in terms of hundreds now of companies handing out bonuses, pay hikes to now well over a million workers. This is really powerful stuff, Bill. And, you know, the Democrats did a great job of demagoguing the GOP tax bill, saying it was Schumer called it a punch in the gut to the middle class and so forth. It is the first time in my life, certainly, where a tax cut bill, a bill that cuts taxes for 85% of the country, gets low approval ratings. I mean, that's really a first. But Nancy Pelosi and Schumer made it their business to tell people that, yeah, you may get some tax relief, but it's not anything like what the 1% is going to get. You know, I think this push now for companies across the country to share the benefits of this tax bill with their employees, and also, by the way, with their customers, as the power industry is beginning to do, utilities across the country are lowering their rates. I got to think people say, hey, you know what? This wasn't such a bad tax bill. I'm benefiting from it. You know, let's celebrate.
Yeah, they're going to have to realize that truth when they open up their wallet and find some added discernible cash flow there. But all these naysayers, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the mainstream media, to me, they have such a great amount of egg on their face, and proven once again that they're so prejudiced and biased that they're mal-serving the American public. And they, if anybody needs to be marginalized and invalidated, it should be them and their lies, because the proof is in the pudding. I mean, come February 1st, and now, as you mentioned, even before then, the ink wasn't even dry on President Trump's signature. The bill, not even necessarily totally official, and the companies jumped at giving bonuses, raising a minimum wage without any kind of federal regulation. This was done in the natural flow, and in the face of the progressives, Schumer, Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, saying, well, they're going to get this money and just put it in their pockets and take care of their rich cronies, not take care of the middle class.
That's right. And, of course, Democrats have said, well, this is such a big PR stunt. You know, AT&T is giving out bonuses. But, look, they want to buy Time Warner. They're hoping to curry favor with the Justice Department, which hasn't allowed them to do it. You know, I spent this early part of this week talking to people who own small businesses or run small businesses, anywhere from 6 to maybe 100 employees. And they also were handing out bonuses and raising people's wages. And I said, hey, you know, why are you doing this? They said, well, look, we love our employees. They're terrific. We have a great team. But we haven't been able really to do this for 6 or 8 years. Business has been tough. Now, you know, we are getting a break. Some of these were people using pass-through accounting to pay their taxes. They've gotten a pretty good break. Some, by the way, were very pleased with the immediate expensing of capital equipment.
Exactly.
That was benefiting their company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's huge. And what's really fun about this bill, first of all, I think it's going to be a nationwide movement.
Really? Hey, Liz, we've got to go to break, so we're going to pick it up from there when we come back. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com on Bill Martinez Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
I love it when he uses big words, don't you? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz Peek continues with us. Liz, kind of amazing here, in my viewpoint, of the economy, how well it is doing, And it was interesting that a Quinnipiac poll came out, and it cited that 49%, almost 50% of America, wants to give the credit to the current economy to Barack Obama. And Barack Obama made a statement a while ago when he was talking about the economy doing so well here in America, and he did kind of one of those side, off the microphone deals. But I mean, he wanted everybody to hear it. He goes, "Well, thank you, Obama." I go, "Well, you got to be kidding me." Well, thank you only from a standpoint that people saw how bad it was, that we needed relief, and because of that, we elected Donald Trump. Maybe that's the thank you.
You know, you really have to have blinders on not to connect the dots between the election of Donald Trump and the economy's acceleration in the intervening year. And I really mean that very seriously. The day after the election, the market went up 257 points. Why were investors so optimistic? Because they knew that Trump's deregulation and lower tax agenda was going to accelerate the growth of the economy. And by George, we saw it within weeks. Consumer and business confidence soared to record levels, levels we hadn't seen ever in some cases, certainly not when Obama was president. And that very quickly, Bill, translated into the best Christmas season that we had seen in years. And, hiring becoming a little bit more fluid, consumers opening up their pocketbooks, et cetera. And since then, obviously, the big kicker now is the tax bill. Companies were perhaps already anticipating that. But now, I think what's so exciting, we finished the last segment talking about these bonuses. Mm-hmm. What's really cool to me is that the you have to connect the dots again. When companies start to invest in capital equipment, which is what they didn't do under Barack Obama, then you begin to get productivity gains, and that paves the way for wage gains. And you and I have talked about this. I told you the last time we spoke that wages were going to start to go up in the first quarter at an accelerated rate, and they are,
yes.
And they will, because companies are having a harder time finding employees, and also because they have more money to spend. So, you know, I mean, it's a virtuous cycle. It doesn't mean the stock market's going to go up every day. We're kind of at an inflection point, I think, where because of the growth of the economy, because some of the banks around the world, the Bank of Japan and ours and others, are taking their foot off the monetary excess pedal a little bit, interest rates have started to go up. That's going to maybe change the way people look at the economy, but the reality is it is much, much healthier than it was when Barack Obama was president, and there's no question that this lighter regulatory position and, of course, the lower tax rates has a lot to do with that.
Well, the very thing that some of these economists want to argue against trickle down, this, in a sense, is trickle down, isn't it, what is happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, Democrats absolutely hate this bill because, for one thing, people do vote with their pocketbook. And if they're really optimistic and happy of the economy, you know, in November, it seems to me that's a tremendous plus for Republicans. But they also hate the bill because Democrats make a living dividing the country. And one of the divisions, one of the big bogeymen that they've created is big business and how big business is corrupt and it's mean-spirited and so forth. And as you pointed out, a lot of what they've said about the tax bill, a lot of the criticism was, well, they're just going to buy their own stock. Stock price goes up. CEO gets a bigger bonus. Well, guess what? Businesses understand that they're doing better with Trump in the White House and the Republicans in Congress. So they're going to spend some money in convincing people that leveling the playing field between American corporations and their overseas competitors is a smart thing to do for the country. And that's what's going to happen. And by the way, the Trump team has also made it more agreeable for foreign companies to invest in the U.S. And we're seeing some of that with Toyota and others coming in, expanding existing plants or buying or building new ones.
Liz, the way I look at this, this is, in a sense, has given them an opportunity for a corporate infrastructure rebuild. Infrastructure going to be a big buzzword this year again. This is something that we seriously need to look at. Just in terms of, bridges and roads here. But I think that all organisms, all organizations have to look at their infrastructure, as Marco Rubio would say, to be prepared for this 21st century economy. And boy, I'll tell you, what a great start to this that we have with all this deregulation that has been taking place, the things that are moving very positively. And even though it's taken a while for the rest of the country to catch up in, like you say, in connecting the dots and appreciating the reality of all this, it's inevitable. I mean, you can only resist the truth for so long, in spite of all the bad publicity that President Trump gets. I mean, still 90%. I mean, how do you come up with 90% of what you report on any one person or one thing could be bad news? I mean, that is absolutely purposeful to get to 90%. I mean, you got to go out of your way to come up with that, right?
Yes, and you know, so when you watch these Hollywood award shows, which I really find insufferable. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they talk about is how the press is under such pressure here, and we've got to protect the freedom of the press. Well, remember that it was Obama that had people spying on the press, and so forth. All Trump has done is criticize the press, and for good reason. The reporting has been extraordinarily biased. And, you know, I wrote a piece about the New York Times. They have a new publisher.
Yes.
Son of a prior publisher, of course.
Right.
And, you know, he made a promise that they were trying to going to get away from groupthink, as he described it. There's no way they can get away from groupthink. I mean, every now and then they will run an article that seems to have a balanced point of view, as they did earlier this year about the economy and crediting, by the way, Trump with some of the improvements and how in business optimism and spending and so forth. But they can't help themselves. I mean, every time, in fact, I was just looking on my Twitter feed and, you know, the New York Times is out with a headline, "Will Democracy Survive President Trump? Two new books aren't so sure." Now, you know, give me a break. Really? Yeah. Democracy is under stress here with President Trump more than under Obama, who basically politicized every agency of the government and basically governed through executive fiat. I don't think so.
Well, not only politicized, but weaponized. This is the dangerous part that's coming out loud and clear. And as you wrote, Liz, regarding the new publisher for The Times, he told the people in his first job that he's going to hold everybody to the highest standards of independence, rigor, and fairness, is a quote. He also promised The Times will resist polarization and groupthink. We could only hope so, couldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it would be a tremendous thing, but it isn't going to happen. I mean, and here's why I'm negative on it or pessimistic about it. Because if you go back and look at what their own internal ombudsman has written over the years, they have acknowledged that basically everyone in the newsroom thinks not only that they're right about everything, but that they aren't biased. I mean, so, you know, you can't really change your behavior if you don't even recognize the fault of your behavior. So anyway, I thought it was an interesting statement that he made. It would be nice to think that he is going to, well, you know, Bill, here's the thing that really kind of brings me up short on the New York Times, the Washington Post, etc. The New York Times does not have a single person who is in Trump's corner. You know, they have some so-called Republicans on their op-ed page. None of them is a Trumper. You know, I mean, for David Brooks, he hates Donald Trump. Brett Stevens, a conservative, he hates Donald Trump. He's one of the National Review Never Trumpers.
Right.
You know, some of those people have really been as injurious to the success of this White House as the Democrats, frankly.
Well,
poisoning the waters all the time, you know.
Without a doubt, but they're kicking against reality because you know, right now, like you say, you've got the middle class receiving some immediate bonuses and benefit. Increased wages. Now February will come along and they're going to see an increase in their paychecks. Now, what do they say, right?
Yeah.
It's hard
know.
To come against
I mean,
it. Yeah, exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there, Liz. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like Me, independent and fresh, coming to you every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, I loved your article, your column about my 12 wishes for 2018. Not overly ambitious, a wish per month, starting off in January, an end to groundless media complaints about President Trump. We might be getting closer, even though, you know, everybody was in a tither over the book, Michael Wolff's tome, that is proving to be, you know, pretty much in line with his career. And that is as a rumor monger and a gossip columnist.
Yeah. He even put in his book that he doesn't know whether it's even accurate or not. And, I think the joke's on him, you know, not on Trump. So I don't think it's even going to hurt Trump.
Well, joke's on him and CNN and the rest of the progressive that have jumped all over this, have tried to make this into something.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. Yeah. And we all know that, you know, the treasonous activity that Donald Trump Jr. did by talking to Russians, come on, they've been spending millions of dollars trying to investigate and find clues, and they've found nothing yet. So that offhand remark by Steve Bannon is pretty much meaningless, and now he's been removed from Breitbart, so he's really lost his credibility.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, what does this say about the media that is jumping all over this and holding on to that? I mean, this is the song that will never end. They just keep holding to this over and over again, and maybe it will just punch itself out, and that would be a nice way to conclude January. And, of course, Donald Trump kind of helped him along the way with that surprising reality 1 hour program from the White House with the Republicans and Democrats, bicameral, bipartisan representation, right?
Yeah, they keep saying he's just so stupid, but the reality is he just keeps getting the best of them time and time again. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm. February, you look to an increase in the younger generations turning to the Lord. I've been seeing this gradually over, I'd say, the last couple of years particularly. And I think you have an interesting finger on the pulse on this, because this is coming to a head in a big way. I think the millennials are realizing that they're powerless. It's outside of themselves. And that the true answer lies in the God of the universe that created everything, including them, with a plan and purpose. And I suspect that we are on a verge of a revival of an incredible magnitude here.
Well, I just could not believe how the Generation Y church attendance up to 41%, when even my generation, Generation X, which, you know, was fairly more conservative than the millennials, you know, we were only at 21%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really changing. You were saying, I think that the millennials are realizing, you know, it's not all about complaining about themselves and poor me and whiny me. I mean, there's something else out there.
I think they're realizing, look, if their adults don't have the answers and everybody else has been fighting this fight, maybe they need to look to something else. And good for them. Because this is a practical conclusion to come to. And also, anecdotally, those who have been leading the way have said, look, I used to live like you. I don't want to live that way. I didn't want to live that way. I made a change, and the change was I turned to God. And God turned to me, and it is mo beta. And so that that information and those experiences are being passed along in a way that I think is going to be incredible. And in terms of reviving this country, and I say not only this country, because we know as America goes, so goes the world. I mean, this is going to have around-the-world implications here. I agree with you on this, Rachel.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, that might be, of all my predictions, the one that comes closest to coming true.
Well, and I like that you put it in the first quarter, the third month. Turn the calendar page and return to genuinely funny late-night comedy like Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. Wouldn't that be nice that we get away from the over-politicization of our world and our lives?
Oh, it is just ridiculous. All these late-night comedy shows, how they've become just, you know, echo laughing stocks of Rachel Maddow. You know, if you want to listen to Rachel Maddow, turn on Rachel Maddow.
Right. Exactly. Well, April, an alternative to CNN. What do you see happening here?
Well, I just see it imploding. I mean, they keep getting caught putting out fake news. It happened to do retractions. You know, they've had to get rid of a lot of these sexual harassers. I mean, they really, to me, look like they're imploding. And so I would not be surprised if we see another network, a news network, come up and start to become as prominent as they are.
Yeah, and actually, when you think about the level of prominence, they're more living off their history than their current non-glory, because they've done a lot to damage the brand here. In May, you talk about a reality check of the hashtag MeToo movement. I think we got a little preview of it the other night at the Golden Globes. What do you think?
Yeah, they kind of step back a little bit there, and they realize what they're doing. They're cutting down all their people. They're going to have no one left.
Mm.
You know, who hasn't flirted with a woman in their life before?
Mm.
So I'm just hoping that finally reality will kick in and people will stop just going after men merely for, you know, flirting with women when they, you know, think their advances are wanted.
Well, I saw a picture quite clearly of Oprah, biting on the ear of Harvey Weinstein. So I guess, that's not part of the program. And, you know, this is what makes all this stuff hollow. I would have appreciated had they come up and apologized for their participation in the sexual harassment that existed and still exists to this day, if the truth be known, in Hollywood, and that they were going to try to do better. Because it's not only that, it's, the movies they turn out and the music that is being turned out that's impacting the cultural perspective on these issues. it's not just, you know, about misandry. You know, we've got to look at it in a holistic way, hopefully. In June, you say look for a Hillary Clinton indictment. All this stuff is going to catch up to her, maybe, huh?
Well, there's just so much. I mean, I never end up running out of stories, you know, with her because she just keeps committing so many felonies. And I think you get the right person in the right place and somebody will finally have enough to go after her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, July, I'm going to read through the rest of these in the interest of time because I want to talk about Huma Abedin and your column on that. In July, the precious millennials grow up. Of course, this will all be a tailwind from what will happen in the first quarter of this year. August, stop calling Christians and conservatives white supremacists. September, an end to political witch hunts. In October, solving the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich. November, build the wall. December, Google News adding the stream. Why not, Tom? So great wish list for 2018 from Rachel Alexander. Rachel, as I mentioned, I wanted to talk to you about Huma Abedin and what's been coming out here relative to what we're talking about in June. Is that what is going on here? I mean, we have a, last time I checked, we have a President Trump, DOJ, FBI, but they seem to be protecting Huma Abedin. What do they know that we don't?
Yeah, it's pretty frightening that our own government would do this, you know, when they found her lying to them about when she knew of Hillary Clinton's private email server. They did nothing. Yet when Michael Flynn was caught lying, of course, you know, he ended up being guilty to perjury.
Right.
So what we're finding out now is this woman sent 4,000 emails that contained classified information to her husband, Anthony Weiner's laptop. And we only know about this because Judicial Watch did a public records request for those emails. And she included all these government passwords, the government systems in the emails, and all kinds of confidential stuff. And so what's being done? Where's the investigation?
Exactly. Well, you know, in but that's the way it's been. I mean, we've been trained to believe the Clintons are special and anybody associated with them. I mean, this whole, like you say, it's just been a slow drip of additional information about Hillary's emails. Now Huma Abedin and the way these have been handled, the violation of top secret protocol. It is amazing that they're still walking free at this point.
Yeah, again, I think the only thing that's going to stop this is when you get someone who's not scared of the Clintons.
No.
I think that you know,
exactly.
Jeff Sessions right now is the Attorney General.
We'll have to leave it right there, Rachel. Thank you so much.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And with us right now is Lou Euler, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, all those good things that we talk about at our dining tables, and wonder, Lou, why our government can't seem to do the same thing that we do.
Well, fortunately, every now and then it happens, and tax reform just happened, as you well know, mm-hmm. and the fallout from it is just incredible. Company after company is offering bonuses and salary increases across the line to average workers. All of the things that we anticipated are now being realized. Tax rates for people in their states, they're looking at those, changing those as well. So this is really a new day in America.
Without a doubt. And Lou, to hear the prognostication from progressives and Democrats, the sky was supposed to fall, and all that money that was going to corporate America was going to be put in their big fat wallets.
That's right. Absolutely, from the moment this measure passed, and incidentally, without a single Democrat in either the House or the Senate voting for it, they were talking about the end of time. And that the bottom was going to fall out of America, et cetera. They have failed and refused to accept the studies that have been done worldwide over the last 20 years that confirm that the workers are the people who bear the burden of excessive taxation, so that the 70 to 90 cents out of every dollar of corporate taxes paid is borne by workers in fewer jobs or lower wages. And
exactly.
with the bonuses being paid, et cetera, that is being confirmed by the employers themselves.
Lou, how did Democrats take this message to the public? I mean, they are claiming some sort of landslide in these midterm elections, because that generally is what's happened with business as usual, but as we are experiencing under the Trump administration, you can kind of pretty much throw business as usual out the door, can't you?
I think so, and you know, they get on a kind of, they're Johnny One Notes.
Mm-hmm.
They have not broken away from the progressive litany for months, years, etc. And instead of, you know, listening, sitting down and talking about things, they just close the door and say, we're going to scorch you at the November 18 elections because you're giveaway artists to Wall Street and the big corporations.
Exactly.
So they're finding that that is not going to sell after we finally get the full report to the American people as to how beneficial this tax cut has been.
Well, we got a taste of some reality TV on the Beltway the other day when the president brought in the media and let them stick around for about an hour with a bicameral meeting, senators, Republicans from and Democrats from both sides well represented talking about immigration. Well, I'll tell you, a big surprise to those people on the left that have been claiming that Donald Trump is lacking some sort of mental acuity.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Here we're sitting there looking at Donald Trump with Steny Hoyer on his left,
mm-hmm.
the arch liberal co-leader essentially of the House on the Democrat side, and he actually acted sanely. Mm-hmm. And spoke for his position on immigration, and the president made it clear that he was going to be reasonable and rational, but they have to, okay, building a wall, mm-hmm. at least in the portions that we need to protect America.
Yeah. Well, reasonability and being rational goes both ways, and it seemed to be on display, and I got to think that though there were some conservatives that were a little antsy about it, I know on the Democratic side, they were very antsy about the conversation and the fact that it wasn't about the resistance any longer. It was maybe for the greater good of the American people.
Yes. No, it was a very changed environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what is helping to make that change is the very impact-filled and visual changes that American corporations are making in response to tax reform. So all of a sudden, the Democrats are seeing they've got an uphill climb
mm-hmm.
to sell this business that corporate America is against America.
Yeah, they corporate America showed them exactly what it's all about. And you and I understand this. We've had our own businesses, run our own companies. It's about survival. We do everything we can to keep the business alive and going. Anybody who has signed the front of the check understands that. When you hear Democrats talk about people taking money and taking profits, look at every company deserves profits. There's nothing wrong with that. That is a good thing because when they're profitable, everybody else is profitable. Wages increase, job numbers increase. I mean, here we are speaking of jobs at an all-time low, especially for Black America and Hispanics, Black America, that Donald Trump said, what have you got to lose, right?
That's right. And this is the beginning of recognizing that it is the private sector. As the private activities of individuals and companies,
mm-hmm.
not government,
right.
that drives America. And the larger we can make the private sector, the smaller we can shrink government and still get the job done. That's what we have to do. And we're now entering the era of right-sizing government.
Exactly.
You know, Ronald Reagan really understood that. He intuitively knew that mm-hmm. limited government was better than big government. But now, since his time, we have all the studies that show whenever a nation exceeds 18 to 20% of GDP in terms of taxes and spending,
mm-hmm.
they've gone beyond the growth maximizing level of their nation and they're crippling themselves. And we're double that now in
exactly.
America. So we've got to cut that back and get back to business.
Well, we have an opportunity right now. Certainly what this administration, the current administration, has done with the GDP numbers that the CBO said, nah, the 2% is the new normal. That was well established by the Barack Obama administration. The best you can hope for is maybe 2%. Well, Donald Trump didn't listen to that because all along he was saying 3. I think we could get up to 5. And I think in part he maybe was a bit surprised that even within his first year, he's over 3% GDP. This is absolutely incredible. So it really puts the onus on these naysayers and these bad prognosticators. You know, Lou, I feel like when people fail to hit the mark, you know, like in business, if you're a manager and you tell your boss you're going to do X and you do sub X, you might get away with that at least from where I came from, you might get away with that for about a quarter or so, but not much longer, you know.
Yes. I'm with you. You bet. And you know, this is not rocket science.
Yes.
We know from the history of our nation where for the first 100 years, government was about 1 to 2% of the economy instead of up to 40% as it is now. And so we have to whittle back, and it was the reduction in regulatory controls that Trump has managed his first year that has driven economic growth to where it is. And, you know, some of the folks who are looking at it, Art Laffer and other, are looking at 6 to 8% economic growth with the engines of change that are part of this tax reform.
But no doubt, we've got to get this bloated government under control. You know, you talk about, you know, how difficult it is to manage a bureaucracy at this side, and that's clear. I mean, the amount of government waste and outright thievery that's taken place, it only follows because there's no way that you have enough eyes to hold everybody accountable when it's this big, do you?
It's exactly right. And we're at a perfect time because so many of these federal employees are coming to the end of their careers, baby boomers, et cetera. All we have to do is let them retire. Do not replace them. Mm-hmm. And replace, if you're going to replace anybody, replace them with less expensive and costly employees, and let's get the expansion of the private sector and the reduction in the size of the public sector so we bring down its cost, its pervasiveness, and its harmfulness to creativity on the part of American citizens.
Are the unions seeing any kind of, you know, well, certainly I would say they probably see a threat in all this because the tea leaves do not look good because, you know, when you've got the unions involved in our federal government, this adds to the cumbersomeness and the expensiveness and lack of return on investment, doesn't it?
You bet. And, you know, we've been battling the public employee unions and especially the teachers unions across this nation for a generation. And it's time now that we restore some balance, and that's one of the objectives of the coming reduction in expenditures and activity on the part of the government versus the private sector.
Lou, real quick, we only got about 20 seconds. Give us a real quick update. You've been the pioneer of the balanced budget amendment, Article 5 Constitutional Convention. Where are we?
Yes, we're 6 states away. We're getting very close. The convergence of change in Washington and the permanency of a constitutional amendment coming from the states will be the perfect, firm solution to America's future. Come to our website, limittaxes.org, and check out the progress that we're making. It is tremendous.
Lou Euler, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Lou, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it as always, buddy. Happy New Year.
You bet.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan.